Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's check in with our new Voice of Caring partner. It's a new month, July 2nd, and our July Voice of Caring partner is Swim On Foundation. Lisa McMullen is the president, and Lisa, thank you for joining us here early this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate the support of KMOX as we try to raise awareness about drowning and drowning prevention. So thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure for sure, Lisa, and it's always good to have you on to talk about this because especially as the heat is on, people are going to be hitting the waterways, whether they be rivers or lakes or pools, and a drowning can happen in a moment's notice, and you know, we think of it as being a loud thing. People are thrashing in the water, and that doesn't happen, does it?
No, you are so right. People have really have a lot of misperceptions around drowning, certainly how fast it occurs. For a young child, 20 to 60 seconds, they can just slip out of sight. And you're right, a drowning victim is unable to wave their arms and call out, physically unable to do that. So those are two facts that we want people to know, along with the fact that it is, tragically, the leading cause of death for kids 1 to 4, way ahead of motor vehicles. In fact, more than motor vehicles, accidents, falls, poisoning, and fires combined. It is a real issue, and second leading cause of accidental death for kids 5 to 9. So we want people to be aware of all those things so that they can then take precautions.
Yeah, it really hit home to me last year. I was on the beach in Florida, and a young couple came down, and they had a young, I don't know, maybe 2-year-old, something like a toddler. Watching how quickly he would go from safely up on the beach to the edge of the water, I mean, if they looked around and looked at each other even for a second, he was right there at the water, and it was like, man, you cannot take your eye off a kid around this water.
Yes, and that supervision, adult supervision, is the most important of the layers of protection. But they are little Houdinis, those little kids. And I think one of the things that people don't know, and I didn't know this before we started Swim On, is that a large number, almost 70% of drownings of young kids, happen at non-swim times. So even in the case at the beach, you think you're up making a sandcastle or playing in the sand, and all of a sudden that child is gone. It requires supervision and the other layers of protection.
What about at a home where you've got a group of adults and you've got a group of kids, and the kids are in the pool, the adults are sitting on the deck, you know, up on the patio, maybe playing cards or just having a cold beer, whatever. It can happen quickly in that situation too, can't it?
Absolutely, and that was not too unlike our situation when our son, 22-month-old, drowned. There were 8 adults right there. One of the things that we strongly recommend is designating a water watcher. We actually have water watcher badges on a lanyard, and you put that on when you are the the designated person, and you commit to doing nothing else. You don't even go get a soda, or, you know, you certainly don't go over to the barbecue. You are constantly watching. We have those and are happy to give those to people. Or you can just designate your own water watcher and indicate it somehow. When that person does need to do something else for however short a time, they designate someone else. I would also say that one of our board members, this is a plug for one of our board members, has a company called Backyard Lifeguards. So if you were having a big group of people, you can hire a lifeguard who will be there to help, because people just do get busy and distracted when there's a big group of people.
Yeah, that is a great idea. Visiting with Lisa McMullen, she is the president of Swim On Foundation, our Voice of Caring partner for July. You mentioned Nicholas. Tell us his story.
Well, Nicholas was 22 months old, and we were in the country at a pool and invited other families to come up for apple picking. But it was warm, and so most of the kids swam while Nicholas napped. And when he got up from his nap, all the other kids were out of the pool except for one. As I mentioned, there were eight adults sitting there right by the pool finishing up a picnic lunch. And we don't know what happened. I don't know whether he saw something in the pool and reached for it. I saw him running by the pool playing tag with the other kids in his own toddler fashion. And the next thing we knew, the child who had stayed in the pool saw him and brought him up. We were out in the country, so it took a long time for the ambulance to get there, and then they didn't have as much sophisticated equipment as an ambulance in the city would, a first responder, which is one of the other layers of protection. No CPR, because, and even kids can learn CPR, because in the case of drowning, that immediate response is more important than in any other emergency. You have to start the CPR and its compressions. And in the case of drowning, unlike other emergencies, it's also the two breaths. So two breaths, 30 compressions. And on our website, we list places where you can learn CPR, including having someone come to your house for a group of people and learn it there.
Yeah, that's a great idea to have somebody, because that's one of the things I think we all should know. And most of us, or many of us, don't. And it literally is a lifesaver. I also notice on your website you talk about bath safety. You know, we're talking a lot about beaches and pools, but pretty much any amount of water, including that in a bathtub, can be potentially dangerous.
Yes, 2 inches. That's all it takes for a young child. So we have on our website a flyer, and we also have those in print and are happy to share them, that talk about being safe with an infant or newborn in the bathtub. And the main thing is, never leave them unsupervised. Don't leave them with an older sibling. Don't leave them to go get a towel or change of clothes. If you need to do that, take the baby with you. And since it takes so little water, be careful about buckets outside, or be careful about toilets. A toddler's head is disproportionately heavy. And if they're curious and exploring, then if they get their head into a toilet, they can't get out because it's too heavy. That is a thing to be aware of and watch for.
Yeah, another thing I never would have thought about. Also on your website, which is swimonfoundation.org, you do provide swim lesson providers. You have a list. Tell us about that.
Well, swimming, we use the acronym SAFER for the five layers of protection that can and do prevent what the medical community sees as the most preventable accidental injury. S is for swim lessons, and swim lessons have been shown to reduce drowning by 88%. Knowing how to roll over and float on the back is one of the skills that young children, those toddlers, should learn. If Nicholas had known how to do that, we would have seen him, and he would have been breathing and could have cried out. So we really think swim lessons are important, and we have on the website a list of the swim lesson providers that has an interactive map, so you can find one that's close to you and click on it and then go to the website. I will say that there has been, like a lack of lifeguards, we've all been reading about and hearing about, a lack of swim instructors. So some of these lessons are filling up. My recommendation is that people persist and try the fall, because typically there are fewer people signed up in the fall, and it's actually a really good time to learn, because it does take a while for a child to get safe, become safe and proficient. But we think it's a life skill, like knowing how to read, and learning how to read takes some time too. So I would say keep at it. And if anybody has any difficulties or wants some help, please feel free to get in touch with me.
And so how do we do that? How can we help the Swim On Foundation?
Get the word out. And actually, you raised at the beginning the issue of the open water going to rivers and lakes, and that's certainly a problem in Missouri, as we hear. We do have on our website resources about open water swimming, including some of the dangers and things I didn't know about when people are canoeing. I didn't know what a drowning machine dam was, that a low-level dam or other things. Anyway, so it's informing people. If people know, we're part of a group of families that have all lost a family member to drowning, and all of them say, as did we and do we, we just didn't know. We didn't know how often. We didn't know it was silent. We didn't know how fast. Nor did we know the layers of protection. So getting the word out would be wonderful. I appreciate any input and thoughts, creative ideas that anybody has. There's a contact form on the website, and we just would be very grateful for any help in getting the word out, spreading the message, because too many people don't know and aren't aware. And raising that awareness, I think, will help prevent drowning.
It's a Swim On Foundation. Go to swimonfoundation.org or kmox.com/caring. Lisa McMullen, thanks so much for your time this morning, and we'll keep getting the word out and try to save some young lives.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the support of KMOX.
It is absolutely our honor to have you as our Voice of Caring partner for July.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.